Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest on the show will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists, and the list goes on and on and on and on. If they're working professionally in show business, we're going to have them on the show to give you entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at various stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on this show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. And you can listen to any of our past shows. We've been on the air for 8 years, or 7 years. I get confused. I think 7 years. It could be eight. I don't know. I may have lost a year. But you can listen to any of our past shows by going to our archive page of the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. And you just go to Channel 1. There's a link, Channel 1 link, and then there's a drop-down box that will appear, and you just click. Oh my gosh, what am I tongue-tied today? You click Question Reality, and this will take you directly to our archive page. And our shows are also available to listen to or download on iTunes under the podcast section. And we're also on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites and type Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, and we've got some great ones coming on, some really hot tamales. They're on the hot tamale train. You have to go to our official website, which is a totally different website. It's questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and that'll tell you all of the guests that are coming up for the next year. As you know, we're always booked 6 months to a year in advance, so if you want to come on the show, or you know someone that would be perfect to come on and give great advice to our audience, go to questionrealityradioshow.com, and there is a submit page there, and you can submit your brief bio and your websites, and hopefully we can get you on the show. Now, I encourage you to also download our new free app. It is new. It is hot. It is engaging. You have to have it. This is a go. This is a Priscilla Go. This is a must-have for your Android or iPhone, and this way you'll be able to listen to all of our other exciting and informative shows on LA Talk Radio. Not just my show. I encourage you, listen to others. Mine is great, but there are others that are great too. And now to download that app, go to the home page of the LA Talk Radio website, and the app is located towards the bottom of the page. So you just have to scroll just a little bit, and you will find us down at the bottom. And we're in the process of revamping and renewing our website. It's going to look hotter than ever. So stay tuned for that. It'll probably be here by the end of the year. I'm excited to see it. Okay, so as we always have the best guests in the world on the show, today is no exception. We have a fantastic guest today. He is the child celebrity actor Evan Brinkman. So excited to have him on the show. Evan Brinkman, now this is my opinion, but I feel that Evan Brinkman is definitely a child actor that you want to keep your eye on in the world of entertainment, because I think he is a little shooting star for sure. And based on his role as Alistair in the Universal Pictures feature film Trainwreck, which was directed by Judd Apatow and written by Amy Schumer, the new hot thing in the world, Amy Schumer, she's so funny, I love her. People are buzzing that Evan Brinkman will be a future Oscar contender in no time. He's zippity-doo-dying down that yellow brick road, and he's going to end up on the red carpet for sure. And you get to hear him on my show today. Woo! Now, let me just tell you a little bit about him real quick. Evan Brinkman began modeling at the age of 5. Now, you know what I say on this show. If you don't have your first album or Oscar by the time you're out of the womb, you're a has-been. Well, my goodness gracious, Evan Brinkman. All right, not the womb. Maybe by 10. By 10, you got to be in a feature film now. But anyway, Evan Brinkman began modeling. He's just the cutest little thing ever. When he grows up, he's going to be such a hottie. I wish I could go back in time and try to get him to take me to the prom. He's just so gorgeous. He began modeling at the age of 5 years old for numerous companies, including General Motors, Disney World, and Nemours Children's Hospital. And he participated in many roles in community theater and booked his first feature film at the age of 9. See? The age of 9. Already booked a feature film playing the character Sam Stein opposite Isaiah Washington and one of my favorite actresses, Vivica A. Fox. She is so saucy and spicy, and I just love her. And that was in the indie film Dr. Bellow. And as we said earlier, recently Evan Brinkman landed the role of Alistair in the NBC Universal Pictures feature film Trainwreck, directed by Judd Apatow and written by Amy Schumer. So, without further ado, I want to welcome this cute little hottie, Evan Brinkman. Welcome to my show.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Oh my God, Evan! Who is cuter than you? Who is cuter? I want to know.
No one, I guess.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. Well, Evan, I want to take a moment to say thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate your time. I know you're one of the hot little busy actors roaming around the planet today. Thank you for coming today and talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, we got so many things to talk about today because we are going to be giving all kinds of tips and advice and resource information to these people, and you are the one to do it for a child actor. Now, first, let's talk about the big feature film that you were just in, Trainwreck, directed by Judd Apatow and written by Amy Schumer. First of all, how did you get the audition, Evan?
My manager got me the audition and out of New York, and we submitted a tape. We sent it to Judd Apatow, and then we got the call back, so we then flew up to New York. And then after we flew up to New York, we waited a bit, and then we got the email saying that I was selected for the role of Alistair.
Wow, what did you do? Now, I want to know what was going on when you found out that you landed that part. I want to know what was going on in the family.
My mom got it on videotape, and I was so happy. I was crying, and it was really great.
Wow, you were crying? What?
Yeah.
That must have meant so much. What did it mean to you? Because I know you must have auditioned. I know you must have been auditioning. You've been in several other projects. But when you got this part, when you booked the role of Alistair and you went to the set for the first time, what was it like for you? Because I assume that this was your first big, huge, major feature film. So what was it like for you going on the set of this big, huge feature film?
When I went on the set, I was just feeling immense joy because the set was just amazing. There were all these lights and cameras, and it was a big sound stage, and it was big. And
it was big. Did you realize, obviously I think you did, but did you realize how huge of a deal it was to be working on this project? I mean, did you realize, like, oh my God, I've arrived. I am here. I am on my way.
I'd never really realized it until I stepped on the soundstage.
What was it about the soundstage that made you realize it? What happened?
The ceilings were so big, and everything, there was all the crew, and there was, like, big expensive cameras, and there was, like, soundproofing on the wall that was everywhere, and it was crazy.
Wow. No one prepared you for how big this was going to be, right? Did anybody say, you know what, Evan, this is going to be huge, it's going to be overwhelming, it's going to be something that you've never experienced before? Did anyone prepare you for that, or was it all you got there and it's ta-da?
Yes, people prepared me, but I never realized how big it was until the moment.
Right, right. You had a wonderful experience. Now, I have not, unfortunately, and I know boo, boo, boo to me, I have not seen the film yet. It's on my to-do list because I love Amy, but there are so many films that come out, you just can't see them all, but it is on my to-do list. So, not knowing anything about the film other than seeing the trailer, were you the only child in the film?
At the beginning, there was two girls. But they just appeared for the beginning.
Okay. So, not knowing who your character was, tell us who your character was and tell us what the film is about. Just assume nobody knows.
I play Alistair. I am precocious. I'm very smart. I have my own way of doing things. I don't really get along with Amy in the movie that well.
Now, are you the son of someone, or who's your dad, or what character are you playing? Why are you in the film? What is your role in the film?
I am the nephew of Amy, and I am the stepson of her sister, which is Kim in the movie, or Brie Larson in real life.
Okay, and what's the movie about, Trainwreck? What is it about?
It's about Amy. Amy is, she likes to party, and she's a train wreck. So, she's kind of growing up in the film. She meets a guy who she really likes, and not just that night, like, for, like, continuously over days.
Mm-hmm. So she's found the one. She thinks she's found the one.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a romantic comedy.
Yes, it is.
And now, let's talk about what you thought about being directed by the film mogul, Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow was like an uncle to me. He was very, very playful and engaging and very nice, very funny.
Now, did you know how huge Judd Apatow was, and did you know some of his other films? So obviously, I would assume that as an actor, when you book a large role, did you like it?
Yes, it was very funny.
So, now Judd Apatow said some very, very kind words about you, Evan Brinkman, and I'm gonna quote from what I saw written. Slightly weird, but then also very sweet. He is a great kid and so easy to work with. By the end, he was just as strong as any of the adults and is going to have a big career. Wow. by Judd Apatow. About you, Evan Brinkman. About you. What do you think about that? That's huge.
Coming from Judd Apatow, that's really huge.
What do you... How do you feel about that? That is such a big compliment for a child actor. How do you feel about that? How did it make you feel as far as your career and your and where you were, and you hear this from Judd Apatow? Tell me how it made you feel.
It just makes me feel just so proud of myself, and it's a huge compliment considering it's also from Judd Apatow.
Absolutely. Now, you know that you are going to have to make him proud, so you're going to have to continue rocking out those roles, and now you're going to have to make it come true, what I said about you being an Oscar contender. You have to make it happen now.
Yes.
A lot of pressure there, but I bet you can do it. Well, you know, the movie was so successful, so funny, I hear. Again, I haven't seen it, but I will see it. What has happened to you since the film? I mean, I know that you worked on a lot of other productions, but what's it been like for your career since you landed the role in this film?
I've been doing a lot of auditions, a lot of major auditions, big film companies and big television companies. Just keep auditioning.
So your manager is rocking out those parts for you. She's getting you lots of auditions. Anything exciting that you can tell us about?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but it's really, really big stuff.
Big stuff. Okay. All right. Now, because you worked on many other films, how was this one different or the same? Obviously different in that it was huge. You know, we know about all of that. But how was it different for you personally? Like, how did you feel you had evolved, or how did you feel about you as a child actor, and, you know, what was different for you? You know, what was different?
One of the major differences was it was more of a comedy, and most of my other projects in the past have been more dramatic, so that's a big factor, and everyone was nice, and there's a lot of improvisation on the set. We would first film a tiny bit of the script, and then after that we would improvise.
I love that. That's really good. I have never heard that. I am so glad that you said that. That is new information that no other actor is actually brought on the show. So I really appreciate that. I did not know that, but that's a great thing to do because it makes actors feel more comfortable. And especially in comedy, improv is so very important. So I love to hear that happened. And we're going to wrap it up with Trainwreck, but what did you personally learn about yourself that was new? What did you learn? Did you learn, wow, I could do really big roles and I'm not as scared as I thought I would be? Or what did you learn about yourself?
I learned that I'm funny, I'm very quirky, and I can play nerdy roles like Alistair. And I'm just extremely proud of myself for landing this audition by myself and doing this role to get that compliment that Judd Apatow gave me.
And you should be. That's huge. Well, I'm so glad you had such a great time with this film. Now, talking about some other films that you did, you worked with one of my favorite actresses. I love this woman, Vivica A. Fox. And you worked on the indie film Dr. Bellow. Now, what I was most impressed about, and again, I have not seen this, but what I was most impressed about was you, as a child, being able to sit for 4 hours of special effects makeup every day to transform you into a young boy dying from cancer. I mean, there are adults who can't sit for 4 hours a day because some people freak out. You know, they can't do it. They got nervous energy and it's like, oh my God, I can't do it. Oh my God. And they can't do it. So that is just quite amazing. That's impressive by itself. But how did you do it? First of all, how did you sit for 4 hours of special effects makeup every day?
When I was doing my special effects makeup, I would review what we were shooting today, and I would just think about like my role as Sam.
So you were you had the script to keep you company and to help you,
yeah.
Right? That's good to review your role. I mean, it's always good to know your lines. I'm fascinated by actors in general because there are massive amounts of dialogue that you have to remember. I mean, I can't even remember what I said like 5 minutes ago. So I cannot remember. I could never make it as an actress. But what do you do? Like what is the secret, do you feel, for a child actor to be able to memorize all of that dialogue? How do you do it, Evan?
You just got to drill it into your brain. One of the many techniques that I use is repetition and writing it down over and over again. And one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm sure a lot of other actors have noticed, is that a script can be a lot easier to remember when it's well written. And every single one of the films I have been in, the script was well written, so that's good.
So that you think that helps when it's well written. So you know, even though you're, you know, a young man, you know the difference between a good script and a bad script. How do you know that?
I can just tell by how the characters are written. And sometimes when I'll be doing an audition, I'll be able to get the whole script from the audition. And I'll read through the script and I'll look at how all the characters, they play out and how the whole film goes.
That's quite amazing that you're able to tell, because I know that I've seen, and I know you have too, that we've seen films on certain channels that are so bad, and yet there are stars in them. And I'm thinking, what was this person thinking? And sometimes when I see them interview, they say, well, you know, it didn't seem that bad at the time. What do you think happens between actors reading a script and thinking, wow, this is a really great part, and then it's filmed, and then they see it and go, oh my God, I can't believe I did that film. What do you think happens? How does it get there?
Most likely camera angles and like special effects, because if it's like a fire-breathing dragon and then they have to scale it down to like a little toad, then it can definitely change like the story.
Wow. Yeah, I guess you are right. And they cut so many, you know, lines, and if they cut too many, or it's a whole process. People, as you well know, look at actors on TV and in film, and they go, ah, that's so easy, I can do that. Tell us how it is not easy. Tell us, you are so wrong, people who think that. It is not easy being an actor. Tell them what it entails, especially a child actor. What does it entail? What do you have to do to make the character believable and to make the movie great?
You have to really take in the emotion of what's going on, and you have to memorize, and sometimes it can be frustrating because you might mess up a few words. And because one of the things is every single different camera angle you see, that's a whole nother scene being filmed. So if I mess up on one word in one scene and I do a different word on another scene, that can not translate at like the point where they want to put it together. And sometimes it can be like, I've seen other people be like a really long scene, like 5 minutes long or so, and it's like if it's like one lighting issue or one thing, you have to redo it all, and you have to, especially with like crying scenes.
Wow. You are absolutely right. My God, you actually are talking from the perspective of not only an actor, but I hear tones of directorial advice in there. Do you possibly see yourself in the future as directing, maybe being a director? Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes, I'm definitely interested in directing, and I can definitely see myself being a director.
Yeah, I hear, by the way you're talking, I already can tell that you have the mindset of a director. So I see that in your future for sure. Now, have you always wanted to be an actor? I mean, from the time you could open your little eyes and you took your little bottle out of your mouth, did you always, did you know, I want to be an actor?
Yes, one of the things that I did when I was, like really young, like high chair young, one of the things that I did was I would pretend like I would be choking on food, and my mom would everything that she's doing, and then when she'd get next to me, I would just start laughing.
You're so bad, Evan! Oh my gosh, you must have made poor Andrea crazy! Oh my gosh!
Yes.
You. Hey, but you know what? You've given mothers tips. They're probably thinking, hey, my kid's doing the same thing. They're going to be an actor. Let's get them a script right away. Now, so what made you take an interest in acting? Because if you're talking, Evan, you're high chair, you were old as being in a high chair. What were you watching? What was it that it was a natural thing and you hadn't watched anything to think you were an actor? And this was just naturally what you did because you just liked doing it? Or did you watch television and say, oh, I want to do something like that?
I naturally liked acting, and I first started out by doing plays, and one of my favorite actors is Robin Williams, so I watched some of his movies, like, I can't remember the name. Oh.
He's done so many. I mean, everything he's in. What's the one? My favorite is the one where he played the woman and the man at the same time. Oh, my God. Was it Doctor? Oh, my gosh. I can't even.
Is it that one?
What was it? What was the name?
He
dressed up like a maid. He dressed up like a maid so he could see his son. Oh my gosh, I can't remember the movie. Gosh, Roni probably knows this, and I wish she'd join in and tell us. But everything he was in.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes, that's my favorite. Mrs. Doubtfire. Did you see that one?
I never saw it, but I read like the summary of it, and.
Oh, you got to see that. Evan, that is hysterical. Oh, my God. Robin it was genius. I mean, I think personally, he's done great stuff, but that's one of his best. You have to see that. You will love it. It is so funny. Now, what is the most exciting thing about being an actor? What do you love most about it?
I just like being different people and experiencing different people's lives and reading all these scripts and just seeing everything from like a different point of view.
Right. And what people don't realize is that actors are some of the most intelligent people on the planet because they get to not only take on roles as different people and get paid for it if you're lucky, but you get to learn all kinds of really cool stuff, right? Like if you got cast as a ninja, Evan, they would send you to be trained, and you don't have to pay for it, and you would learn how to be a ninja. You'd learn sword fighting, and you'd learn karate or whatever you learned to become a ninja. But you would go to learn these skills, and you don't have to fork out the money, because it is quite expensive to learn all of these skills and to build up your tool chest of skills, right? So you get to go and learn all these cool things, right? How fun is that?
It's very fun.
Yeah, so you get to be different people, and you get to play character. I mean, who wants to be the same old person yourself all the time? If you're an actor, you get to play. You can be a doctor one day, a lawyer, you know, an assassin, a hitman. Who knows? It's unlimited. It's only limited by your imagination, right?
Yes.
Now, this is not a hobby, right, Evan? You are going to still want to pursue your career as an adult, right?
Yes, I do want to pursue this as an adult.
Yeah. Now, does acting ever interfere in your personal life? I mean, do you get to go hang out with your friends and go to the mall and just do fun stuff?
Yes, I do still hang out with my friends and go to the mall and...
You get to go do all this stuff. Now, when you were in this film, you come back to school, and obviously the kids in your school saw the film. Did they treat you differently? They're like, oh, my God, can I get an autograph? Evan. And did all the girls want to say, oh, he's my boyfriend, or they want to be your girlfriend? Tell me what happened, Evan. Tell me. Give me the scoop.
The big difference I saw is if someone would see me, they would say, is that the kid from Trainwreck? And then they'll say, weren't you in that movie Trainwreck? And I'll say, yeah. And then they'll ask me questions about everyone on the set and all that.
So that's fun. That kind of gave you a little boost, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you got more girlfriends, didn't you? Yeah. Those little girls,
no,
they said, woo.
I don't really think so.
Well, okay. I think your mom is like heading him off at the pass. Leave him alone. He's going to be a star. We don't want you in the picture right now. Wait a couple years. Now, I know you said that you loved Robin Williams, but who are some of your other favorite child and adult actors? Who do you like?
Jim Carrey is really funny, some of the stuff he's played. James Spader from The Blacklist.
Oh, I love him. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I had such a huge crush on him, Evan, when back in the day. Now, this was decades before you were born, but he was such a hottie. Woo, he was so gorgeous. It's hard looking at him now to think he was like a teen heartthrob, but he actually was, Evan. He was on the cover of Teen Beat, which was like, you know, the magazine where all the hot guys, I guess he was equivalent to Zac Efron right now. He was so huge. Now, so you had said that you did mostly serious roles, right? And that this doing Trainwreck was something different. What are some of your dream roles? Like, what characters are you dying to do?
I would definitely like to be a lead in a TV series. That seems one of my top priorities.
It's a priority. I love that it's a top priority. What shows would you... I don't know any shows right now that have like a kid as... I think maybe on Gotham, that boy. He used to be on... Touched with Kiefer Sutherland. I think he has a huge role, but what would any shows right now that you really love that has a role as a child role that you really think, God, I'd love to have that role?
I don't know any off the top of my head. If I probably sat in front of the TV for a bit, I could probably point out a few.
You probably don't have time to be watching television with all the auditions you go on. My goodness. Now, do you plan to go to college? And if so, are you going to major in drama?
I definitely do want to go to college. I don't know what my major will be.
Well, hopefully drama if you want to be a professional actor, but you always want to have a backup plan, Evan. Always have a backup plan. Now, let's talk real quick about some advice that you can give to other children, okay? Now, you obviously know other child actors, right? You're not the only child actor. You have friends that are also child actors?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the concerns that child actors have about going to auditions? Like, what freaks them out? And what shouldn't they be freaked out about? Or what should they be freaked out about?
One of the things that I've had a lot is memorization. When, like, right before, it feels like you forget all your lines and you don't know what to do. And just also forgetting your cues, because you don't want to be just sitting there just when it's your line and it's not, it's your line and you don't know it. That's one of the other things.
Oh, that would be scary. What would you do? Like, what would you do? I know sometimes you get the script beforehand. If you're lucky, you can get the script and do memorization. But sometimes you go to what's called cold auditions. What are some of your advice for a kid going to an audition and it's a cold audition?
At a cold audition, you're not expected to memorize it. If you can memorize it, it's really good, but you're not expected to memorize it. So you just really want to focus on the emotions and, like, who your character is.
How do you immediately, like, what do you, as a child, if you are being asked to play a character, obviously it's going to be a child, you can't be an adult, but how do you get to it right away? How do you immediately put yourself into the character? What do you do, Evan?
The first thing I do is read down the script and just see what it is, and then I'll look through it a bit more and look at some of, like, the notes where it's like Jack picks up the book or something.
And what do you feel a child actor should be doing to build a successful career? Like, what are you doing? What, I know you have the manager and your mom helps and all of that, but what do you personally do or you feel that you need to do to contribute to your career?
Definitely putting my best effort forward and believing in myself, that's a big factor, and definitely trying hard to memorize it and focus on all of the different like emotions and the character in general.
Now, there are, obviously, we talked about the positive things, how cool it is to get to play different characters, and you get to learn stuff, and you get paid, which is always a plus. But let's be honest, what are some of the not-so-fun things about being a child actor? Obviously, you got to go to school, like, full-time, but what are some not-fun things where, you know, we can show a realistic view of the not-so-fun stuff?
One of the things that was not-so-fun was I once had 7 auditions in 1 week.
Are you kidding me, Evan? People would die to have 7 auditions in 1 week. But no, I can see where that would be stressful.
It was stressful because I was trying to put my best effort forward, and I had 7 auditions, so it was like one after the other, and a lot of memorization, definitely.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, because you feel compelled. It's like, oh my God, if I don't memorize these lines, I'm not going to get the part and I'm going to fail. And it's a lot of pressure, right? Kids, you know, you got to look at it as fun, but then you got to think of it. It's a business too. It's show business. So you got to think about the business, and that's part of your business, right? Memorizing the lines.
Yes.
Now, we are going to wrap this up. I just have a couple more questions. What do you feel, what advice can you give other actors out there, other actors who, other children who want to be actors and to get to the level of success that you have had? What advice can you give them? What do they need to do?
One of the things that they need to do is, like I said, to really focus on their audition. But once the audition's done, don't really stress about, oh, I didn't get the part, and don't, like, stay up, like, all night just thinking, what could I have done better? Because you're still a kid, so you should still enjoy your life.
Absolutely. Very good. And what advice do you have for parents of children? What would you say to parents of children? What can they do to make the life of their child better while they're pursuing the career of an actor? Or, like, hey, don't do this. Or, hey, do this.
One of the things that I would suggest parents would be to be supportive of the child, and you can give them criticism, but don't do it like rough, and don't stress too much. Like if you're doing like a tape audition, don't like sit behind like the camera, and if they like mess up a word, like start freaking out, because that can like hurt their self-esteem.
That is a great point. Now, you go to Camp Broadway every summer. How fun is that? What is Camp Broadway? For people who may not know, kids who may not know about it, tell us about it so it might encourage them to go.
Camp Broadway is a traveling camp where you have 5 days and there's 4 different groups. I don't know all their names by heart, but the 2 younger groups put on a play, and then the 2 older groups put on another play, and then you have 5 days to do it. It's like 8 hours every day, and it's very rigorous and very fun and exciting, and it's a very great learning experience.
Is this camp, Camp Broadway, is this in preparation for theater actors to prepare them to perform on Broadway?
Oh yeah,
it's like an acting workshop that builds your acting chops for audition to be a theater actor.
Yes.
Fantastic. So I guess you could just Google that, Camp Broadway. I imagine you can Google it, people, and you'll find it. Now, I understand that you are in the gifted program at your junior high school. What is going on there, Evan? I know you're gifted being an actor, but what is this gifted program that you're in?
I am in the 8th grade, and I am in Algebra 1 Honors, which is a math class where the normal class would be pre-algebra, I believe. So I'm 1 grade ahead. So I'm taking a 9th grade class in 8th grade.
Oh, I was in the 3rd grade, and they put me in the 6th grade for reading. So I hear you. I was with all those big people. I was so tiny, and I was with all those big people, and it was scary. But, hey, I did not excel at math. That is crazy to me. I don't even understand math. But kudos to you for being gifted in math. Last, we're going to wrap it up. I know you can't tell me much, but what exciting projects are you working on right now? And also, anything you can tell us coming up that we can, you know, look out for?
I have some upcoming independent films I believe I'm going to be working on, but I'm just getting a lot of auditions and doing a lot of auditions. a lot of big stuff, which is good.
Big stuff is always good. Now, I know that you were recently, I don't know if these films are out, you can let me know, but I know you were in Princess Cut as Drew Anderson recently. It says 2015. I got this off IMDb, but it says 2015 Princess Cut, Drew Anderson, 2015 The Chrysalis Tide, Young Anthony, and of course Trainwreck. We know that already came out, but have these other two films come out yet?
I think they're in like post-production or pre-production.
Okay. Are these short films or independent films?
They are independent, yes.
They are. So we can hopefully see you in these two productions. If people haven't seen you in Trainwreck, they can possibly see you in these two productions. Well, my God, Evan, I want to thank you so much. You've given very sage advice, very wise advice to our audience. You are a force to be reckoned with. I think you're going to be huge. You seem extremely intelligent and gifted, and you have inspired me to go on Netflix or wherever it is that I can get Trainwreck, and I'm going to watch it just to see your character. And I encourage everybody else to immediately watch Trainwreck. Go find it on Netflix or somewhere and watch this gorgeous, beautiful little boy, Evan Brinkman, who, again, I think is going to be, he's going to have an Oscar. He's going to be dusting off his Oscar very soon, Evan. I think it's true. What do you think?
Yes, I believe it's true as well.
Yay! Woo! All right, everybody. Well, thank you, Evan. Say goodbye to your fans, and let's wrap it up. What do you want to say to your fans?
I'll see you at the next interview. Bye.
You heard it from Evan Brinkman. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Go to IMDb and check out Evan Brinkman and follow his career. And he's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Instagram, too, Evan? Are you on Instagram?
Oh, I don't think I'm on Instagram.
Okay, you're on Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yes.
And do you have your own website, by the way?
Yes,
EvanBrinkman.com. Is it EvanBrinkman.com?
Yes, it is EvanBrinkman.com.
Yeah, go to EvanBrinkman.com and start following him. Follow him on Facebook. What was it? Like it. Give him a little thumb up on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter and go check out his website so we can find out all the news. Thank you, Evan, so much for being on my show, sweetheart. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. This is Priscilla Leona from Question Reality, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye!
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.